Hey fam, welcome to another episode of Keeping It Real with Somi. I trust you've been great.
Well, I've been great. I've been good. God is good all the time.
There's so much coming for this podcast, guys. So much growth. Like, I can't wait to share the good news with you all. I need your prayers. I need your support. I need the love. Please, guys, don't stop listening. Don't stop subscribing. I love you all. So the other day, I made a post on my social media about how the Holy Spirit told me what style of hair to make. And boy, oh boy, it raised a lot of eyebrows. Some could relate and share their experiences, but some people were really shocked. I could feel the questions hanging, like, how can the Holy Spirit do that? How can he tell you such? It made me realize that some of us don't listen to the simple instructions of the Holy Spirit. And for a while, I kept pondering on it, like, how do I do a podcast on listening to the Holy Spirit? Just how? Talk to me. How do I do it? Like, I felt like I had to have it all wrapped up in, like, a really special topic. But then, the Holy Spirit didn't want that. He wanted it simple. And so, that brings us to today's episode. The Simple Instructions of the Spirit. Whoa, that's amazing, right? Like, the topic, it just tells you what I'm about to dive into. So to begin this, I want us to look at 1 Corinthians 1:27, and it says, "But God chose the foolish things of this world to put the wise to shame. He chose the weak things of this world to put the powerful to shame." Now, what a powerful verse, man. Now, what this verse simply means is that God's word is often so simple. His instructions may sound trifling, it may sound stupid, it may sound silly, but then when carried out, it always produces the supernatural, same as that of the Holy Spirit. You know, I tell people that the Holy Spirit is our guide, he's our teacher, he's our best friend, he's our everything, he's your friend, you know, and when he gives an instruction, he expects you to obey it. Now, let me give you an example. You're praying for a job, you know, you've written down your CV, you've done all the checks and balances, but you do not have a place to apply, like, you don't know where to send it to. So, on this particular hour, you're probably scrolling through your phone, or watching a movie, or reading, and then you hear the Holy Spirit tell you, call that sister, or message this person. But they're like, I don't think this is the Holy Spirit talking to me. You're like, why do I even want to call the person? Won't I just look stupid calling you and saying, the Holy Spirit said you have a job for me? Like, most people often feel like you don't have to listen. Some people say it's a voice in my head. But wait, how do you know it's just a voice in your head? You know, it wouldn't hurt to just obey that simple instruction. What if you call that sister and she says, oh yeah, send your CV. Or, oh my God, I've been meaning to call you. Yes, do send it. I have a job for you. Or she even tells you, okay, I don't have one, but I know someone who has one. Like, what exactly have you got to lose? Your pride? Come on, you know the Holy Spirit doesn't want you prideful. Now, here's what I learned from a brother in ministry. He says, if you obey and it is right, then you heard from the right source, that is the Holy Spirit. But if it's wrong, then that's on you and that's still okay. You know, I rather accept that I was wrong. But I would rather try and find out that I was wrong than not obey at all and have to deal with the consequences. Because trust me, the consequences are always there. Like, I can't hear the Holy Spirit and not do it. Nah, man, I'm not doing that. I'd rather obey, you know? And if I obey that instruction and it turns out it wasn't the Holy Spirit, that is fine. But I would rather obey than have to deal with the consequences. Now, earlier today, before I started recording this podcast, I went on Instagram and I have a follower of mine. She's doing the Obedience series. And so she posted a story about someone. And she said that, I think it was about early this year, she was recording, she was going through her mail, and then an ad popped up, you know, about a uni. They had courses, professional courses. So she was like, oh my God, this is so good. But then she's at the point in her life where every step she takes, is premeditated by the Holy Spirit. So she prays and she says, Lord, if this is for me, let me get this course through a scholarship. And so after a few weeks, she doesn't hear back from the school after she applied though. So she feels, okay, maybe it's not God's plan for her. So her friend calls, I'm like, hey, I got in. And she's like, oh, wow, congrats. And then the Holy Spirit tells her, pay your friend's school fees. And she's like, what? Like, that is a heavy sum. But she's like, ow. But then she says, she's at that point where everything she does, she obeys. And so she paid her friend's school fees. And the friend was like, oh my God, thank you. And so a couple of days after, she gets the admission and she tells the school that she can't meet up because she doesn't have money to pay the fees. And the school tells her, okay, we pay half, you come up with half. And she's like, where am I going to get half from? And then just as she was done with the call, she gets paid for a job that she did long way back. Like, she had been owed for this job and she wasn't even expecting the money. And trust me, the money was just what she needed to pay half of the other half, I mean. So sometimes obedience might make you feel like you're stupid, but then let's not forget that the Bible tells us not to conform to this world. So what this world thinks is stupid is not stupid in the godly kingdom. I don't know if that makes sense. Okay, let me give you another example now. Let's imagine that while in church on a service day, the pastor says, tell three people welcome to church, or I say, tell three people I'm blessed and victorious. And then you say to yourself, I don't have to do that. You know, some of us will say, nah, there's no need to start telling everybody welcome. Like, people are going to do so, I might as well just exclude myself. But permit me to ask you why. Because it's a simple instruction. Like, it doesn't mean anything. It just says, tell three people welcome to church. And then you say, there's no meaning, there's no need. And that's where you miss it. Now remember our team verse, what I read initially says, God confounds the mighty with simple little things. Do not forget that word simple, because the word of God is very simple and direct. God is not a God of confusion. He doesn't confuse you. Now, to confound means to cause surprise. Now, that means that he will surprise you with little things, simple little things. Such words might sound simple and absurd, but then you feel like you don't have to carry out that instructions. But you do. You have to obey. And that's why your spirit pricks you. You know? So you have that irritation when you don't look around and, like, when you don't do that thing the pastor is asking you to do. You know, you look around and everyone is obeying the pastor. You know? There's that pricky feeling, like, I'm supposed to be doing this, but I'm not doing it. Now, you either push that feeling away and ignore it, but it's there. It's making you uncomfortable for disobeying. You can feel it. Some of us, we just try to ignore it, or we just push the feeling away, but that feeling is there. Think about this. When God delivered the children of Israel from the hands of their oppressors, the Egyptians, he didn't lead them in the road that made sense. Like, the Bible recorded that instead, he led them in a roundabout way through the desert to the Red Sea. Let's not forget how Moses parted the Red Sea. You know, if you read that in Exodus 13:18, remember when they were trapped between the Red Sea and an invading army? You get, Moses started praying to God for intervention. He was confused, like, Lord, here we are in front of this sea. What do I do? And that still brings me to tell you that whatever you're going through, always ask the Lord for directions. He will ease it. He will tell you the directions to take, how to go about it. He won't leave you hanging. Oh God, glory. Now, Moses was praying to God for intervention because he felt like he couldn't do anything. So at this point, Lord, you're in charge, oh, come and take control, oh. At this point, intervene. But God interrupted him and said, lift up your rod and stretch your hand over the sea and divide it. Now, hear that instruction. It sounds really simple, but at the same time, it sounds stupid. You know, your human mind is like, so I'll just take this rod and just put it over the sea and it will just divide. You know, at this point, you're like, Lord, I give up. You take control, man. I ain't doing that. But then Moses obeyed, because I can't imagine the reaction Moses must have had, but imagine if he didn't obey. The children of Israel would not have been saved. You know, consider the simple instruction given to Moses for a problem of such magnitude. Like, it didn't make common sense. honestly, sometimes when I read that verse, I try to imagine myself, like, I can be very silly sometimes. I've asked the Holy Spirit questions you don't want to know. Like, sometimes when I hear from him, I'm like, what? Am I gonna do that? And then he's like, do it. I'm like, okay. I don't know how I'm gonna do this, but I know you're with me, and so I'm safe. Like, I remember when he asked me to quit my job. Oh, it was a tough decision. Like, I struggled with that decision for days. I was so uncomfortable, but I just didn't get it. How was I gonna quit this job? Like, Lord, you know this is how I'm able to survive, how I'm able to run my podcast, you know. How do I just quit the job? And he says, quit the job. And I remember for like about 2-3 days, I kept ignoring him. I stopped praying because I just didn't want to hear that word tell me, quit that job. I didn't want to hear it. So I kept ignoring him. But then he told me, quit that job. And then one thing that is very, 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 very spectacular in my life is that most times when I try to act like I'm smarter than the Holy Spirit, he has a way of rebuking me without saying anything. So he takes away my ideas and I start slacking off at work. I can't meet up with deadlines. And then he tells you, quit the job. I'm like, oh my God. But then when I quit the job, I felt so peaceful. Like, the peace was, oh my God, it was so, so, so priceless. Like, you know that feeling of having to pray and not feel like you have to run from God, or you don't feel like you have to be ashamed with him. Like, you're completely at one with him. You're happy. You're at peace with yourself. Now, let's go back to Moses' story. Now, I'm sure that when he stretched his hand over the sea, the Israelites were like, well, what's happening? But then Moses obeyed. I remember that the sea parted and the children of Israel walked through on dry ground. God is still that way today. He gives simple instructions and he expects us to obey it. And let me show you another example, another instance. I think it's in Matthew 12:13. Yeah, that's the story about the man with the withered arm. Now, if you read that verse, verse 13, he talks about how he said to a man with a withered arm, stretch forth thy hand. Now, this is one part that also makes me laugh. How can you stretch forth a hand that is withered? Like, how? Now, the man could have complained, you know, said, ah, sir, can't you see that my hand is withered? Or, sir, can't you see that this hand cannot even stretch out? But he didn't. Rather, he acted on that simple instruction. And the Bible says the hand was restored whole, like no other. Like, an instruction from the Lord, however simple, is for your benefit. And sometimes, because we're trying so hard to be stubborn, we're trying so hard to cut our cake and have it, we end up disobeying. When you're in church, for example, a consciousness of the presence of the Holy Spirit is so important. When instructions are given, you have to comply. But it's not just in church. Also in our daily lives. Like, sometimes, I want to, like, take an action. I want to apply for this job. But then I'm like, ah, Jesus, you haven't consulted the Holy Spirit. And so I go back and I pray. And then jobs that I keep applying for without praying to the Holy Spirit, I end up getting no reply. You get me? But then when I consult the Holy Spirit, I'm like, Lord, I want to apply for this job. He tells me to either do this or do that. But it's an instruction. And I obey. Now, some of you might be saying that, how do I know when I'm listening to the Holy Spirit? How do I know it's the Holy Spirit? Have you tried to listen? Like, you might think it's just a voice in your head, but have you tried obeying that voice in your head? You know, the worldly man will say it's an intuition. But we Christians, we believers don't believe in intuition. It's the Holy Spirit. That voice you hear, that urge in your spirit, it's the Holy Spirit urging you to do so. Let me give you a weird example. This one might be very, very, very crazy. So, the Holy Spirit tells me what to do at all times. And there are always, always times when the instructions are always so silly. You might even wonder, why is he telling me to do this? So, one time, I wanted to go out, but I just done laundry. So, I'd spread the clothes out and I was about to go shower, get ready to leave. And then he says, it's going to rain. Take those clothes inside. But then I'm like, there's no need now. The clothes are wet. So even if it rains, let the rain just beat it. You get? But then he tells me,
take those clothes inside. And I said, please, Lord, it's going to rain. Let the rain just beat the clothes. Because if I take it inside, the clothes are wet. Now, let me shock you. Do you know that rain was so heavy that it destroyed the lines and my clothes were all over the ground? Like, I had to rewash them. Some of the whites were stained. I had to soak them for the stains to come out. Now, imagine I had just obeyed and taken the wet clothes inside. They would have been wet, but I wouldn't have had to rewash them. I probably would have used some hangers to spread them around. And, you know, eventually they would have gotten dried. But I was so stubborn. I wanted to prove to him that, you know, sometimes we can always do it like this, or we can go around this route, But then he proved to me that when I talk, you listen. Because I have seen what is going to happen. You get? That rain was so heavy. When he said it, I was like, oh my God, what kind of rain is this? Like, it brought down the lines. My clothes were all over the ground. Glory. See, guys, whenever I talk about the Holy Spirit, I'm always so hyped because he's something I've always had since I was a child. I've always felt him around me. I always know when the Holy Spirit wants to talk to me. Like, I remember as a child, I told you guys I used to have a fellowship when I was a child. I used to tell my friends then, if we're going to play, and I could feel that someone was going, I said, no, let's not go play here. Let's go play here instead. And probably the playground we wouldn't go to, maybe some guys will come there and harass the kids there, or something will happen. And then I'm like, you see, guys, I told you, let's not go there. So the Holy Spirit is something that I enjoy. I love feeling his presence around me. Guys, I don't want to deviate. But before I go, guys, I want to just tell you that God always seeks opportunities to bless and improve our lives. And that's one thing people don't understand. You serve a God who's alive. God is a living God. And he's always seeking for opportunities to bless and improve our lives from glory to glory. And many of these blessings are packaged in simple instructions. Like, very simple. He tells you, give that seed. And you're like, oh Lord, you know I just have 1K in my account. Give it. He tells you, call that person. And you're like, this person that I've not spoken to in years. Call the person. He tells you, take that step. Go to that office. You're like, what will I go there to do? Obey. The instructions are always very simple. God will not give you an instruction that he doesn't think you're capable of obeying. He wouldn't do that. Yeah, sometimes the instructions might be absurd and we might not know how to go about it. That's when you pray to him to guide you. You ask him for guidance. Lord, I've heard this. I want to do it, but I don't know how. Show me how, and he will show you. You trust him completely and he will navigate. He will tell you what to do, steps to take. You know, when we pray, I will say our footsteps are ordered. They are ordered. He will guide you. Oh, glory. See, guys, I trust that after this episode, I will have more testimonies coming in. Oh my God, Chisom, I've been obeying and I'm hearing this. Oh my God, like, I just want to hear testimonies like that, guys. This goodness of the Lord, I don't want to experience it alone. I want all of us to experience it. I want us to listen to the Spirit, to obey the Spirit's instructions. Simple instructions. We are supposed to carry them out. Guys, I have to go. But I trust that you've been blessed by this episode. I bless that this podcast has been wonderful. And before I go, yeah, I said that, but this is like the last thing. If you're having difficulties obeying the instructions of the Spirit, don't fret. You are not so bad. You know, I hear people say, sometimes people run from God because they feel like they are so bad and that God probably is tired of them. They're used to disobeying. So God is already like, okay, that's a topic for another day, the disobeying part. But don't be so scared that because of you are used to not obeying God's word, he hates you and he probably doesn't have your time. No. He loves you. And there's a prayer I say whenever I feel like I'm not obeying God's word and I just want to just feel calm in my spirit. And I'm going to share that prayer with you. I want you to close your eyes right now as you say this prayer and mean it from the depth of your heart. Dear Father, thank you for the counsel I receive from your word. My heart is attentive to the instructions from your word and the Holy Spirit. Your guidance puts me over circumstances and challenges of life to lead me in the path of success, victory, and excellence.
and glory in Jesus' name. When you feel like everything is happening so fast, you feel overwhelmed, just close your eyes and say a short prayer. It doesn't have to be so verbose. It doesn't have to be so large, so long. Just call on Him. He's your Father. He's going to answer you. Say, Heavenly Father, dear Father, Lord Father, I thank you for your word, and I've received it. Right now, I'm in a state of confusion. I don't want to feel this way. Lord, come true. Help me out, and He will deliver you. Guys, I had a lovely time recording this podcast, and like I talked about, it was all an intuition from the Spirit. When I woke up, I wanted to talk to us about faith, but He said, no, talk to them about the Holy Spirit. I'm like, oh, okay, Lord, I hear you. So, it was a very lovely time in His presence. And I want to just tell you guys that I love you so much. Have a lovely week. Don't forget to subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. And you can also follow us on social media, Instagram, Twitter. We are live at _ keeping it real with Somi. I love you all, and God has blessed you. I will be anticipating testimonies. So guys, send your testimonies. I want to hear them. Thank you guys. I had a lovely time on this episode. Bye.